Bekitikar daf nesetzt bim tzid af pe bez gun am bez gun tes master bekit zik macha be malva tzorch lemashke when he needs to utilize it to diminish from the chayiv. That's what they're disagreeing about. One holds that you're doing a mitzvah, yishem esacha, and the other one holds that no, you're not doing a mitzvah, you're doing it for his own personal pleasure, and therefore is a shem mechinim. Says Taisit Peshbuk, and Rashi explains, lehishtamish, what does he need the mashkin for? To utilize it. Says Taisit, bein lahakshis, leperusha, don't ask a rash interpretation that might come along, and why do you must say that pay alpha and base? Must need nin, like a blazer, mishnah can't be like a blazer. Why? Look, Masnim, why can't you explain the Mishnah be'in tzarach lemashkin when you don't need the mashkin? Yeah, when you need a mashkin, he's obviously not like a Mishnah, but when you don't need it, no, don't ask a mashkin, because the sugi d'shmait, el asya aliba d'rabba, because the sugi comes like rabba, the kamal kabba say that we hold like him. So, Rabbi explained that the halacha v'shem abeda and v'shem mashkin is like a shemachinim, so obviously a Mishnah is not like a b'liyaza. Inami, additionally, imasnitin ayri be'in tzarach, if a Mishnah was told that you don't need a use it. So then, Lava Vlogger Behuda Rebuda would not have disagreed and said that, like Yosha Mechina. Now, Berach Pirish, the Rabbi Nachman explains that our Dibra Maschel, Bamalba Tzorach Lamashkin, what does it mean that he needs the Mashkin? I know that just means in Ritz Lahabas Loy, Baloy Mashkin, he just doesn't want to lend them another security. Not because to use it. Well, Pirish, Alta Shapa, according to his interpretation, makes sense, Loy Matzalok Masnitin, that we couldn't explain the Mishnah, the Ein Tzorach, that you don't need it, because anytime you're lending on a mashkin, the understanding is that you're not ready to lend without a mashkin. But so it says, Abayin Ner Perusha, it doesn't seem correct to his interpretation. Because the Lishna, the Tzorach Lamashkin, the Mashmachi, doesn't sound like the Rebbe Nachman makes it sound like. It sounds like that you actually need to use it. Boy, moreover, the Avagav, the Ein Reitz Lahalbis, because even if he doesn't want to lend El Al Mashkin, but only if he has a mashkin, still Mitzikavis, so he's still doing a mitzvah. Shleb Mashkin in Lahavis doesn't have to lend without a security given to your lahavis. He's afraid that he's going to have a loss. Shleb Mashkin is possible to Mashkin. So that wouldn't make sense why that would be considered as Gemara says that Lav Mitzvah Kaavah, that he's not doing a mitzvah. Next says Masl, which it says in Pencil El, that belongs to Amad Aleph. Aim Nomi Mitzvah, when did Mitzvah say is Allah? Shleb Shasalvasai. When it's not during, when the collateral is taken, not during the time of the law. Pizra Kondrash explains. Meaning, if it's not during the time of the loan, then Konele then he acquires the Lizchayev Af Ba'intzin that he's going to be liable, even for instance, like it's like his. So it says, according to his interpretation, this is his verb of Psach on the famous base. Chayev Lavar Pekadoinai Shal Kutim. The person has to get rid of the deposit of a non Jew. Kishikula Bisrol Achrayes, when the Jew accepts responsibility, when it comes time for Pesach and his Chametz. And the Dafka that specifically Kishikibul of Achrayas to Ainsin, specifically accepts upon himself an Achrayas, there will be even an Achrayas of Ainsin. Because the Hamalva Alamashkin Shal Chametz, the Shas Halva, because a loan on security of Chametz at the time of the loan, Avagab the Achrayas, I mean, you have to explicitly take this responsibility, because at the time of the loan, security is Avagab the Achrayas Amashkin the love, even though it is responsible for securing the Magniv of Aveda. That's even when they didn't specify special L, as we explained previously. This was a nomen of the maschaloi that the mashkin negative mashkin, or whatever is the equivalent of the mashkin, can refer to as explicit. And that's based on Shmuel's halacha. After halacha, even so, in chayv levar, you don't have to get rid of the chametz. In loy mitam, the kan lelegamri, if not for the reason that you totally acquire it shalibur shasavasai when it's not during the time of the law, Rabbi Yitzchak, like the teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak. So in other words, you see that the chiv of bir chametz is on the shema only when it's chayv nachayis of einsin, and therefore it's only from the lech of Yitzchak that bal chiv is kind of mashkin. That's what causes that the Jew has to go ahead and do beer. Now, so it says to me, however near it seems, the shalibur shasavasai, but if it's not during the time of the loan, look on the lech chayv einsin, you don't acquire. Meaning not like Rashi, that when it's not during time alone, you don't acquire l'schayv ba'intzin, al dav b'shem esacha. Rather you have a loch like a shem esacha. Why? Which is part of l'intzin. The madama masnitin, because the Mishnah compares, the Ketani says shem esacha, with that it compares the halacha of Shem Sacher with the Yitzchak to the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara says that that's what is Tali in the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak. And you see that that's for only Shem Sacher. Not like a Shoyal. Compares Behed Behag, so to the Hag explicitly says, Shabbat Yisrael that I brought previously, from Pe'al from Beis at the end of the Maschal Divre, then Pe'er's Beshom Durav Haigoyim, Beshom Mem Beis, well, some say the Gears is just a Beshom Mashkin, and the Tzorek L'Varashma is a Tam Yishem Esachem. So since you have to explain what reason would it be this middle subcategory of Beshom Esachem, because the Yichash of Kinyin Gomer, the Ebet's considered a full-fledged king of Elba Einzin, Schav Meshvil Abba Yim for Einzin. It's not considered a full-fledged king, but you have to Shem Esachem, then it shouldn't be even a Shem Esachem. What's this middle approach of Shem Esachem? Yeshem says, we'd say, is by he hano, sheyoch lechadish beis isha, that pleasure that he could use the mashkin to engage a woman. Like, I mean, like the Gedushin, like he says, the Gedushin of Chazam HaBeis. The kitchen of the mashkin, the achayim, if he's mechadish a woman with a security that he has from someone else, Megadesh is engaged. And the likeness by Abad Mekakais, and he could acquire slaves and problems with it. Abad Shem Esachem, that would make him, that he's getting some benefit, making him Shem Esachem and watching the mashkin. Now, if he's according to this, Hada Omar, this the Gemara says, with the kitchen of the mashkin, Megadesh, if he engaged her with the mashkin, she's engaged. It would be specifically a mashkin that he got, not at the time of the loan, which that's what the halacha of Yitzchok was said, for the kinyan, which again is what we're comparing this to, of the Shem Esach. And the Torah is going to say, why is it being considered, he's considered Shem Esach b'shul kach, for this reason? But the whole security is only because he gave a loan. If he didn't give the loan, and he didn't need security, he would have had his own money in the first place. Hashem says we can say they keep in the actual, but yeah, but since right now, he's taking security. At this point, the money he doesn't have anymore. So Hashem Esach is considered Hashem Esach a paid custodian. Because ultimately now he could do kedusha with that security, like kinyan or whatever kinyan he wants to. But another point says there's the chalip in yochalas is b'mashkin. It's only with a mashkin you could do chalip because it's an object. Where he actually would not be able to do that with the money that he had because the imad bein nasa chalipin can't do chalipin. With money, as the Gemara said, enough from Hayim Beis. So this is a kasha difficult. Because the parakal shon, the Gemara Pesachim of Lam, Alf from Beis, Pligi Rabban Remeir, the Rabban disagreed with Remeir. Domin that he says, Yisrael, Shehil Velukuti al Chametzai, the Jew lends to a non-Jew on the Chametz of the non-Jew, Oivalov violates the Isra of Hamim Chametz. The Farash Hasam, the Gemara explains, the Pligi Rabbi Yitzchak, he disagreed with Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. The Rabban, less with Rabbi Yitzchak. They don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, which says that you're kind of or Inam or Kulam is Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone holds Rabbi Yitzchak, but Tamid Rabbanan. So what's the reason Rabbanan that they say Inam that you're not violating? I it's yours. From the because they hold the Yisrael Mekuti Lekani. So although generally the Malva does acquire it, but from an injury it doesn't acquire it. Says Tesis V'Hash and Al Rabbanan Kon Rabbanan Amay Inam Eiver. Why not violating? But Kamlam we hold Kishmo. We really Kishmo. And they have a Shem Esachah, like a Shem Esachah. And that's a Philip Leib part, when you did not specify the breach like we explained before. Because based on Rabbi Yitzchak's halachi, only Shem Esachah. The halachi mekechemtze, and still it's called his chametz. So at least based on the halach of Shmuel, that should make it his chametz. So the halach of Shmuel itself, which you chayiv for the loss, that itself makes you like the same status what you really get from a Yitzchok, that it's like a Shem Esach, which is that like the same halacha of being kainet. So you should be chayiv. If someone says, you could say it's the Mishum Chiyiv, the Shem Esach, it's not true, because the liability of like a Shem Esach, the Mekhi Chemtzer, doesn't make it his chum. It's Ilav Mishum the Amar Kasav, the Kainleif. Not for the fact that the Pasuk actually says that you acquire Vahav Shalei and that it's yours to the Yitzchok, which is the base of Yitzchok's teaching. But as the Haggah adds on, but a Shem Esachar without Kabbalah Sa'in, this is not Mechayim Dimivar. And like it says, not to begin with the words of the Gemara, so Ramei V'chulu. Ramei holds, etc. Which the Gemara asks the student the words of Ramei. What does he hold by Nitkol Peshaya? But this points out, of the Behuda, which is bothered by a question, that's also steer. It says, like Kash is not a difficult thing. He explains what the question would be. Even though the Chum who exempt by the case of when the jug breaks, Balei Silka, and you don't remove it. Rabbi Yehuda, Das ist so bebüde, so ein bisschen, weil ich bebüde halt nicht gul lapische that you're not considered as negligent. So therefore, when the jug breaks and you don't pick it up, you're going to be potter. So since it's not negligent, avikav the lahab on his gum, although it's not totally beyond his control, potter, he's going to be exempt benishber kadav silka when the jug breaks and doesn't remove it because the lechasha butter. It's not considered as his butter, as the pit that he dug. Only when it's done with negligence, but when it's done in the situation of einus, the kein geneva vaveda, which is then categorically like when something is stolen or lost, like by an uncommon wind, pot is exempt because he's trying to save the brisa, like we learned the save of the brisa. The nishber kadoi where the chag breaks, the moedir may lechachomer may agree to the chachomer, but malka kan al hagag lenagvan. If you put the jugs on the roof to dry up, but not flip it off in between the fall with oncoming wind, because you can damage your pot that you can be pot. So therefore, what Tais is saying is that there's no steer in the Behuda, because although over here he writes that the Shema Sacher that takes the barrel is chai when it breaks. So if so, he holds that Nitkla is not an oinus, but the Nishba Kadu, we see that he disagrees with me and he holds that you can be potter. So it says it's not difficult because, yeah, Behuda holds Nitkla is not a Peshea. But at the same time, like I said, as oinus, it's categorically like geneva vaved. This is what I'm going to say. Kinam is the mayor. Now, even if Remeir holds the nitka la peshehu, that when you trip, you're not considered a negligent. Ela onus. Meaning, the question the Gemara that Tais is asking is that why is Remeir exempt the shomer that transports the barrel and the brakes? Because even if he holds that you're not considered as Peshaya, and okay, it's only Oinus, it's still a question of my part. Why is it part? Why? It's Oinus. Yeah, because for Adma Mazik, when a person damages, my being the Gemara including Baba Kaman, the Fravavma Bez, and the Pesatacha Patsa, the Chayvalan is Karatsin, a person that damages liable, even if it's Oinus, just as much as when he does it willingly. So why should that be reason to be parted? Sometimes we can say is La Bechal Oinus Chayv Adma Mazik. It's not true. Not every type of extenuating circumstance is a person liable for damage. It'll be oinus to kein geneva vaveda. Rather, it's something that's an oinus, but it's similar to geneva vaveda. K'mo yiruach shein mitzuya, like an uncommon wind. With the minister perik shein, the Baba Kama, the Gemara says, Baba Kama, the Chof HaChob Zayin Medals. The Nav Baruch shein mitzuya min agag, when it falls with an uncommon wind from the roof, chayiv, a nezek, he's liable for the damages. Now, Baruch shein mitzuya, uncommon wind, have a kein. Avedis, like when something gets lost. Kaminsa perik dala hey, like the Gemara says within the Memeim and Alf. The kulin chayav m'la'achzer, that everyone has to give back the mehashur labal of the value of the ox to the owner. Chutz b'shem mechinim, except for the shem mechinim. Mokel ha'asim, the Gemara explains that they did not rishmir p'chusa, that he watched it an inferior type of watching. B'lein et rishmir m'ula, did not watch a high level watching. Which shem mechinim, for shem mechinim called rishmir ha'asim, that's like enough. But now, Shmir Bechusa, what's a inferior guarding? And it's only a door that could withstand a common wind, but we cannot withstand an uncommon wind. Can Rashi Marisha Kohen say something when the Gemara Baba Kama within Daf Nun Hey Mid Beis? And Baba Kein Geneva Vaveda, which that's similar then categorically to when something gets stolen or lost, the Shemachin and Pater. Rampid Kastoni is exempt. Shem Sach Chayim. Shem Sach Chayim. Aba Oynes Gamer. So that's a type of Oynes you'd be Chayim for. Einus gomer potter adma mazik. Totally, the word gomer is important. A total einus, like something way beyond the person's control. Also, then you're going to say that you know even the adma mazik is going to be exempt. Imash me'asham like something when they show me that the im hayyoshin, someone's sleeping. Bocha beiru hayyoshin etzlo, and then the guy came and go to sleep with next to him. The zikah zeze, and then the first guy damage each other. Rishon potter, the first guy's going to be exempt. Shenachem second one's going to be chayiv. Why is the first one exempt? Because it's totally onus, because he lay down and someone came next to him. So he's potter, even though he's adma mazik. But goes a baster in the Gemara within of Kofi Bezim and Alta of Chua Vachlua regarding the Yisayim that if they slaughtered and they ate it, Mishamad de May Baster Bezal. They pay only the amount of how much sheep meat would be. Why? Because the Kibin Shalahayim Leda. Shishula, they it's like it's Oinus Gamer. There's no reason for them to have known this that what their father borrowed it. They don't pay what they damage. Which what the pleasure that they had because it's Oinus Gamer. They're potter. In the Gemara, Baba Kama, the Chabazayim and Beis, that Lafisha and Darkish have many odds was when the Dolph. And the Gemara says, yeah, because maybe Padika is not normal for people to be looking at the road when they're walking. And Bashar Shinu Dahasim, all the other answers the Gemara gives over there, the Patli that exempts him, Lafisha Lahi Leda, he should not have known. And again, that's considered in this coming, he's Patim. Chimim Mustin Dahasim, so did the Mishnah within the Lambezim and Avay Bal Chab is Rishon V'chulu. If the one walking with the barrel is first, and then Amid Bal Chab is, and then if the one with the barrel stops, so the guy walking into him with the beam is exempt. Well, why? He's Ad Mamazik, even though it's Ainus. Yeah, because Ainus is Gomer. Rabbi Kitzbehel, in many cases like this, that's this principle that we're saying, the Depot Ainus Gomer. And then there's a different time we can say, Rabbi Huda, the Amad that he said, Nitko, Lav Onus, who, if you trip, you're not an Ainus. And you're going to be Chayiv as a Shem Esacha. So the question is, am I Potter? Mave bechinam. Why are you exempt when you transport it for free, but you're still al mamazik, and we're not considering as ainus. Hishlemitzis we can say is a finer point. The nitkel havle bihuda. According to Huda, nitkel is kein geneva. Is well, now we're going to split apart geneva and aveda. Similar to theft, to have a car of ainus that's closer to ainus. Lekach pata al mamazik. Therefore, al mamazik is going to be pata. A person who damaged is not liable. The only thing that's similar to when something gets lost. I have a cover of the which that's closer to negligence. You lost it. You weren't careful. Later on, that something getting lost is closer to negligence. Something gets stolen, closer to beyond your control. An uncommon wind is considered similar to something getting lost. And that's why Ad Mazik is Chayv, as we brought before. So it sounds like the Gemara will become a Tzadik Tevas Beis. The power of the Gemara asks, according to one holds that you're exempt, Tevach Umin Shakilkal, a professional butcher that ruined what he slaughtered, Hechad Avid Bechinim, when he did it for free, Mebraisa. The Gemara asks, Mebraisa, telling the Braisa, Tod, Behema, Latabach, Benivle, if you give an animal to a butcher and the makes sense in the veil. Chayv is chayv. Mishu kenais is sachar because it's like a paid custodian. Now, Ashto, Mahayis v'rasa shal maksha. What was the logic of the one who asked? Shu kenais is sachar that is like a paid custodian. What do you mean? Apishayis bechin. Even if he does it for free, isav l'chasha b'shei. If he considers as negligent, my toilis b'nais is sachar. Why is he saying because he gets paid? I eliminate shu b'shei. Is it because he was negligent? And if he thinks it's similar to Geneva Veda, Alpha Pekin, and even so, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv, because in Adma Mazik, like Adma Mazik, you can have that's the case. Mamataz, what's the Gemara answering? Amen, Neshu, Nesu, Zacha, because he's getting paid. Who cares? And he's still Adma Mazik. Vidamel Geneva Veda, and if it's similar to Geneva Veda, but Lay Zacha, Namel Chayiv, then even when I'm getting paid, should be Chayiv, because in Adma Mazik, like Adma Mazik. And if the one is answering is saying, yeah, because like, it's like in this gummer, okay, if that's the case, then even if it's a paid custodian, it should be part of it. The other says, because when a person damages with an is only similar, what's similar to the Veda. But a part of a king neighbor is example, what's similar to Geneva. So that's the shock of Tavi Gemara. The questioner was comparing Kilkel Shechita to Uman, when a professional butcher ruins it, he butchers it. Like in Aveda, it's similar to Aveda, and therefore should be Chayim. Shani Gemara answers, no, Im Nishu Nishu Zachar, because he's getting paid. Because Al Bachin and Potter, for free, would be Potter, because actually the Habakin Geneva, it's actually similar to Geneva, which actually, according to Behuda, is similar to an Einus that you'd be Potter. Next, there's not the beginning, where's the Gemara, which actually belongs on the Pegimov and Aleph, my Mishtabeah. What do you swear? And this Gemara explains, Mekorah, Basle Shaper, what did the Gemara originally understand? Shenishba, that he swears, that he didn't deviate from the common custom. But now that you're answering the chinam aloishina, that even when he doesn't change, that b'shei is negligent, still your exemption to kanzacham because of the rabbinic institution, if that's the case, so then even when he deviates from the custom, should also be exempt from the same rabbinic institution. Because the mali pshir rabba or mali pshir, or the small negligence or big negligence. So even the big negligence and change of minute, you should still be potter. Shanazik, my answer is that the shvur, the oath that he's taking, is shalib kabun shavati. That I unintentionally broke it. That I didn't do it, the mazid. So I'm going to return to the sixth parak. So it's about Metzia, with Tesis, Ezra Shemizbach.